And now a less traditional example of determination in a challenging economy, people holding on with their own intelligence, by their own intelligence even. Shane Snow joins us, technology journalist and author of Smart Cuts, How Hackers, Innovators, and Icons Accelerate Success. Shane, welcome.
Thanks, John. Pleasure to be here.
So there's lots to talk about in this book, but I want to focus on one particular story, which I think everybody knows who Jimmy Fallon is, but how he made it to his position as host of The Tonight Show, I think says a lot about the value of relationships and networking and really doing what's absolutely necessary to make yourself indispensable in any particular office setting. How did you find out about that story, and tell me, what happened?
Yeah. So how I got that story is through networking myself. I ended up meeting his very first manager when he was just this kid in upstate New York that knew no one and no one knew him.
Studying computer science or something.
Right. And he didn't even finish. And he was just kind of this bumpkin, right, from Saugerties, New York or someplace like that. The thing that I was really interested in about his story is they always say the classic advice in networking is, or in business, is it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, Jimmy knew no one. And he managed to get on Saturday Night Live, this very coveted position, in just 2 years. Clearly, he's talented. He deserves the success he got.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I was interested in the question, well, what did he do that got him there? And was it just sheer luck?
I don't think it was luck at all. What did he do?
First thing that, if you meet anyone who knows Jimmy Fallon, the first thing they'll say is he's the nicest guy in the world. And right. People aren't like that in Hollywood. But the thing that he did, when he first got the call from this this young manager, he gave a tape of him doing stand-up comedy up there in New York and gave it to his friend who then moved to L.A. And he said, if you find someone in L.A., give them my tape. And this tape ended up in the hands of this young manager. And she called him up and she said, hi, this is Randy Siegel from, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I know who you are. And it kind of threw her back on her feet. Like, how would you know who I am? And it's because he was obsessed with all of the stars of Saturday Night Live that he memorized kind of their management agencies and the rosters of who worked in that business. While his friends were memorizing sports stats, he was memorizing how the comedy business worked. So there's this obsession that was kind of surprising to people, but also it was just this good-hearted passion that came through versus a lot of other people that try and hustle and try and give you their business card and give you their tape. He truly, at his core, wanted to know everything about this business. And I think that was the very first thing. But then once he was on the show, It's not like the game is over once you're, you know, 22-year-old cast member of Saturday Night Live. Right. And we know today he became, you know, the youngest host of The Tonight Show in decades. There's this great interview that just came out in Men's Journal that talks about how after every show, he went up to the showrunner, to Lorne Michaels, who's this kind of...
God.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
scary
God.
Is the wrong word, intimidating guy. And he would go up and he would thank him every night after every show. He'd always go up and show his gratitude. And not in kind of a weaselly, I want something from you kind of way. He just was genuinely kind.
And those meetings were actually like, how did we do on the show? What did you think, Jimmy? That kind of thing. It evolved into, instead of just sort of playing around, this kind of strategy session.
Right. And which gets to one of the points that I make in the book is that in networking and sort of in business especially, but it's applied to anything we want to do in careers, the better strategy for networking is not to ask, but to give. To give first and to provide value, to show even people that have, you know, a god of comedy like Lorne Michaels needs something and, you know, feedback and ideas and strategy and or just pure gratitude. Giving first without an ask is the better strategy for building up a network of fans, essentially. He built fans in very high places by giving rather than asking, rather than being sort of smarmy and schmoozy like you see in Hollywood.
All right. So a lot of people who are listening to this say, oh yeah, Jimmy Fallon, that's going to help me, you know, get a job, you know, anywhere at Google, whatever. What is the lesson here? What is the takeaway from Fallon's experience that so impressed you as a kind of universal language of making it in the 21st century economy?
Yeah. So I was exploring the question of, again, it's not what you know, it's who you know, and the role of mentorship throughout the ages. So from Socrates to, you know, Star Wars to Steve Jobs, you always see in these great rapid success stories, the presence of a mentor, you know, Mr. Miyagi helping the karate kid learn karate faster than if he learned on his own. So I was interested in exploring how does mentorship help. So the research shows that great mentorship relationships that are organic, that are not forced, that are not formal, but that are sort of mentors guiding your journey does help in terms of future salaries and better careers and not going to jail and things like that. But there are a lot of people who are just born in spots where they don't have a natural network. You know, there's some kid across the world who didn't have access to Socrates, but, you know, Plato did. And so that's not fair. So I was exploring how do people take advantage of this idea of other people from the top helping you up. And this is what Jimmy did with Adam Sandler in particular, that he obsessed with the biography and all of the history and all of the shows that Adam Sandler did to try and imitate him and to figure out kind of what would Adam do. And that became sort of the guiding principle of his life. And you see this in incredible people throughout history, from Ben Franklin to one of the other people I wrote about, Elon Musk, who has this space company and runs Tesla. People like these, what they do is they, rather than just read sort of your general, you know, magazines or books, they read obsessively the biographies of great people in their fields or that came before them. So that's kind of the moral of the story from Jimmy Fallon is, and if you read the book, I get into more nuance, is that he knew that there were people out there that had been the very best, that had succeeded before him, who could teach him. And even if he couldn't meet them, that he could learn from them and he could obsess over their lives.
Shane, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Shane Snow is technology journalist and author of Smart Cuts, How Hackers, Innovators, and Icons Accelerate Success.
Hi, this is Marnie from Ferndale, Michigan. I find to keep my job, I try to be as innovative and flexible as much as possible. I've assumed additional duties that aren't technically in my job description, but that has made me far more valuable to my employer. They know I can be relied on to get the job done.
Smart Marnie from Ferndale. Here's advice from San Jose, California. Connections, connections. Be bold. Put any feelings of embarrassment aside. Make yourself available to any opportunities that come up at work. Learn new things. Be visibly busy but friendly. You want people to remember you in a positive way. Portland, Oregon. Get creative with negotiating. My job in a position I created myself. The organization had no open positions, but I told them my ideas and offered to volunteer for a month. If they didn't feel I was useful after that period, they didn't have to hire me. I've been with them for 3 years now.
This is Leslie Palmer from San Antonio, Texas. Don't hang on if it's making you miserable. Sometimes you have to take a leap of faith. The best tip I've found is networking. Talk to everyone you know about your job, even if they are not in your field of work. You never know who is in someone's sphere of influence.
My name is Joshua Newman. I'm calling from Lucas, Texas. The best tip I could give anyone in pretty much any industry is learn public speaking. I think that's really the single most important thing, because it really doesn't matter what job you have, whether you're flipping burgers, whether you're coding for a large corporation, selling Mary Kay products. If you know how to communicate eloquently, confidently, and clearly, you're more likely to be hired. You're more likely to be promoted. And you're more likely to keep your job when hard times come. I mean, in the end, it really doesn't matter what you're doing. Knowing how to communicate well is going to help you.
That's one small burger for man, one giant burger for mankind. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.